How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. Welcome to Footsteps from TWR. With today's discussion, here's Andy Napier.
Our topic, carrying the good news of Jesus to the First Nations people of Canada. Our guest is Dan Hatfield, CEO of Nations One, a ministry that uses radio to reach these remote Native communities. And Dan, your work is not always easy.
So one of the challenges that we face, of course, is transportation, and these communities are so remote that the only way we can get our radio towers in there is either to fly them on a cargo plane, which can be very expensive, or we can truck them in the winter on the winter ice roads. So if you've seen television shows like Ice Road Truckers, that's exactly what we're talking about. We've been up there actually hauling towers in the wintertime when they've been filming that particular TV show. And so I like to say sometimes I've been an ice road trucker, because we've literally hauled our concrete supplies and our lumber and the towers, you know, when it's 30, 40 below across the frozen tundra to get to a community. And just to give you an example, when you leave what we'll call a decent road, that might be something that's plowed, and then you get on the winter road, you might go 120 miles, but it would take you 10 or 12 hours. So you're going 12 miles an hour.
So as you're going over these ice roads, hauling a tower, what compels you?
Sometimes I think this is really crazy, but first off, I know that the Lord's got my back. He sent me here. But it's knowing that this is going to change lives in that community. It's worth it.
You can learn more about the radio ministry of Nations One when you go to twr.org/footsteps.
Footsteps is a production of TWR.